Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi there. Welcome to New Life Live. Really glad you're with us here today on New Life. Joining me today, Dr. Jill Hubbard. Hi, Jill.
Hi, Steve.
And also sitting right next to me, Becky Brown. Becky,
hello.
How you doing?
Hello, everybody.
Hi,
so
Becky.
Excited to be here today. Hi, Jill.
And we're excited for everybody to be here. If you want to join us, it's 1-800-229-3000. And, you know, every now and then we get involved in a movie and we help the folks that make the movie with dealing with folks afterwards if they have issues and things like that. We want them to call us. And the brand new movie, Overcomer, it's by the Kendrick Brothers. It is premiering on Friday.
Friday. I'm so excited.
Yeah. And so Larry Sonnenberg did an interview with Stephen Kendrick, one of the producers. And Becky, you went to the premiere the other day. And we're going to play two segments. We're going to play the first segment right now. We'll play the second one later. But Terry McIntosh, let's play our interview over the brand new movie coming out Friday, Overcomer.
Okay, well, I'm really blessed today because I'm talking with Steve Kendrick, and Steve is one of the Kendrick brothers. His brother Alex acts in the movie Overcomer, which we're going to talk about here, but they have put together a lot of movies. This one, I think, is, they probably feel this way about everyone, but I think this is the best.
Good.
I got to see this movie. It made me laugh. It made me cry. It made me think. It made me so proud about a group like yours, Alex, who makes movies in a culture in Hollywood that is so contrary to what you guys believe. So let's talk about the movie a little bit. Maybe just give a quick summary about what the movie is and why you guys did this movie.
Well, Overcomer is our sixth feature film. If people have seen Facing the Giants or Fireproof or Courageous or War Room, they may be familiar with our work. It is our desire to impact the world for God's glory with each movie. And so we try to make them entertaining and an emotional roller coaster journey, but also to be embedded with truth that can transform people's lives. So this movie is about identity in Christ. And it actually follows the least likely coach who is helping the least likely runner take on the biggest race of the year. And so you're following multiple families as each of them are wrestling through the issue of their own identity. And then as they're interacting with one another, they're helping one another discover who they are and then who we can be in Christ.
Is this movie based on a true story or is this a fictional story?
It's a fictional story, but it's built upon us writing what we know. And so my brother Alex, he coached all six of his children to state championship wins in cross country.
Really?
Just over the last few years. And while he was doing that, he's cheering, you know, them on from the sidelines as a supportive dad, and these ideas are popping into his head. You know, Alex prays on a daily basis that God will inspire him with scene ideas that will work and can impact people's lives deeply. At the same time, my wife and I had gone through the process of adoption, and we had watched God transform this little unwanted burden in a communist country to now being our welcome, beloved daughter in America.
Oh, how cool.
In a Christian home. And it caused us to see Ephesians 1 and 2 differently, because those two chapters talk about our spiritual adoption and how anyone who gives their life to Christ goes from being, you know, distant from God, unwanted, mm-hmm. dead in their sin, separated, and then we become God's beloved child, and we become forgiven of our trespasses and sins, sealed by His Holy Spirit, with a hope in heaven and a purpose in this life. And so while God was teaching me identity in Ephesians, and through adoptions, the Lord was inspiring Alex with his storyline, and the identity theme was in his storyline, and we began to realize the Lord was leading us in the same direction, so we kind of married those.
God pulled me out of the gutter of my life that I was living in.
I have done a lot of work over the last 40 years. This is the first time I've ever felt love.
I've had such a wonderful weekend here, and for the first time in a long time, I've felt at home.
And the Lord has set me free from my mother's story about me not being good enough.
The New Life Finding Freedom Workshop is coming to Dallas, Texas, September 20th to the 22nd.
We're going
to
talk about forgiveness and codependency. We're going to understand that family of origin, the unhealthy reactions to it. We're going to talk about the cycle of shame and surrender and developing the plan that moves us forward. There'll be 8 teaching sessions and 6 small group sessions.
To register or to learn more about the Finding Freedom Workshop, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I am living a new life, and I believe that I have the resources and tools to continue that.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Becky Brown, Dr. Jill Hubbard, taking
Hello.
Your phone calls. We'll play the rest of that interview later in the program. It's Overcomer. It's coming out this Friday. And your kids, you will love it. Your kids will love it. Amelia kind of went crazy over it. We laughed, we cried together. That's no joke. And you know, if a movie's bad, I tell you. I will tell you it's bad. Right now, let's go to Susan. She is calling us all the way from Big D, Dallas, Texas. Hey, Susan, how you doing today?
I'm good, thank you.
Thanks for joining us here on New Life. And how can we help you today?
Well, I have a daughter with OCD, and it's very severe.
Obsessive compulsive disorder. So it's severe obsessive compulsive disorder.
Yes.
What are the symptoms that she shows?
Anxiety.
What are some of the symptoms other than anxiety that cause someone to say this is obsessive compulsive?
Her heart. She tells me that she needs to calm her heart down. She's a germaphobe.
Okay.
She can't touch surfaces. If she believes there's something on it that's going to infect her or, you know,
sure.
somehow
mm-hmm.
affect her in some way. She scrubs her arms until they're raw.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So okay. it's multiple symptoms.
Right. How long has this been going on, Susan?
I would say probably full-blown once she was out of high school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how old is she now?
So I would say probably 3 years.
3 years. Okay, so here's the obvious question, most obvious question, and that is you knowing her is not always the case, but is there an obvious source or is this an obvious reaction to anything that happened in her life that you're aware of?
Well, I think she went into health science and she was learning about different diseases, and I think that triggered it partially, at least partially.
Has there been any kind of traumatic thing that...
So that may have triggered the types of symptoms that she has. You know, it gave her a route to go.
I don't remember having these symptoms previous to that.
But was there any kind of trauma in her life? Has she had any kind of trauma occur in her life ever?
I'm not sure. You mean like a physical trauma?
Anything. Where she witnessed something that was startling to her, there was any kind of abuse, neglect, anything that was
intrusion.
Quite hurtful to her that she had an obvious reaction to, or all of a sudden she went silent over and withdrew. Anything like that you can think of over her growing up years.
Well, I don't remember any withdrawal types of activities, but I know she was bullied in school.
Well, so I have a question, Susan.
Yeah.
I have a question. What is your question for us? Because I
my
you know,
question, you, my concern is that she wants to use drugs to treat you know these symptoms, and my big concern is that she would use something that would be harmful to her. I had a friend who used Prozac, and she tried to commit suicide 4 times. So okay, that concerns
Susan,
me a lot.
Can I just interject
and it
first?
It seems to me I had heard on your program that you were suggesting something different.
Well, let me just
an alternative to that type of medication.
Susan, let me just interject for a second. Sometimes when there isn't something super obvious, although being bullied in school kind of adds to the picture, the obvious thing for me is that the world does not feel safe for your daughter, right?
Right.
That once she ended high school and it was time to kind of launch, the symptoms started to increase and she found an outlet through the health and the germs, right? But so there's something, and I'm wondering if anxiety runs in your family. But even your question about medication tells me that you are perhaps a cautious person and someone who questions things and someone that perhaps sees the worst in, you know, options. And so that maybe there's fear and anxiety that's in your family and that she, you know, because our children feel us, and so they pick up on how we see things, and that's how they learn. And so as she's striking out, now she's afraid. See, she's afraid of the world. She's afraid something's going to contaminate her. And yet the very thing that she's bringing up, that under a doctor's care could really give her some relief, you are afraid that she's going to be in that 1%, right, that they've had to print studies about, that she's going to commit suicide. And I think whenever we look at any type of intervention, we're looking at the risk and the benefit. How great is the risk versus how great is the benefit versus doing nothing? And to do nothing, the risk is huge for her in terms of stifling her life and her ability to function as an adult. Does that make sense?
It makes sense.
Okay. So, I mean,
I'm not sure that I have passed on.
Okay. Well, and I'm not accusing you.
The way that you are, are suggesting.
Right. And I'm not accusing you of anything. I'm just saying that it sometimes runs in families if you have a little bit. And then, you know, what reinforced this was the bullying in school. And that, you know, was now a real life experience that stirred it up in her. And as she moved on, right, she has just been, and she, you know, if you have other children, they don't all turn out the same. They don't all react the same.
No, they're all very different.
Exactly. So they come into the world with a certain way of interacting with whatever then happens. Becky?
Can I just add one thing?
Sure.
So, Susan, your fear, have you and your daughter talked about this? Because she's an adult, and I'm wondering, does she live with you? Has she sought out help? Like, what are the conversations that you are having with each other? Just about the whole situation.
You know, our conversations between she and myself are fairly limited. I don't see her that much because I work, you know, lots and lots of hours, and she also works many, many hours.
Right. So then, so then she probably brought this up to you.
When I do see her, it's for a very limited amount of time.
Okay. So I think maybe that would be the first step, because you can't really control what she's going to choose to do. But I think the conversation is going to be really important. And yes, you're both really busy, and that's it's hard in relationships to find time to connect. And, you know, and maybe just be a little vulnerable, Susan, with her and say, you know, I'm scared for you. I have this, you know, but I want to talk about it. And we don't have to have these big hour and a half long conversations, but just step into it. A little at a time, because I think in the vacuum, you both are in your minds wondering, what can we do about this situation? And, you know, we just need to move forward.
So, Susan, what, you know, just to try to cut through everything to make it really simple, one is talking with her about the reality of her life. And being sure that she knows that what she's doing is not a helpful thing. There is no way you can scrub yourself to being protected from germs. And so her ability to totally see reality or not has a lot to do with what she's going to do and your ability to try to bring her back to reality. Now we both know that you can't fully protect yourself by watching what you touch or scrubbing and all of that. Mm-hmm. So that's the first thing, is to talk to her about the reality of her life. The second thing is, rather than question what a psychiatrist is doing, here's what I would be saying to her. Honey, I think it would be great to take the medication he prescribes. And here's something. You don't have to continue if it doesn't work. And secondly, I would see that as your first medication. And here's what I'm getting at. In other words, maybe that's an attempt to fix this, but maybe it doesn't work. We'll try another medication. And you've got me here. You can trust me to watch, to talk with you, to see. And if I see anything weird happening that maybe you can't even notice yourself, I'm sure going to intervene. So I've got your back here. Mm-hmm. You're not losing total control, and I'm with you through all of this.
And medicine isn't the only thing is going to be part of this.
Right.
So we want counseling. Right. It's the whole thing. Medicine alone is just half of the treatment.
So I hope that that's helpful to you. Now, I'm going to send you this book, Take Your Life Back, and I really do believe it can give both of you, I'll send you two copies, both of you some things to talk about that will bond you together, that will link you together. I'll send that to you. And then I want to recommend that you look into both of you guys coming to this Finding Freedom workshop, because it really is a place where you both could gain some new insight. And we're doing it in September. It's right around the corner, September 20th.
In Dallas.
Right. And there's scholarship money. If you just call us, let us tell you about it. But a lot of people that come, you know this, Becky, they do have obsessive compulsive disorder, and they're looking for something more than just medication,
right,
more than just talk mm-hmm. therapy, and that's what we do there.
Right, and it's a safe environment where you feel supported as you're going through, you know, just finding that freedom.
I'm really glad you called, and here's the thing. I can only imagine what this would be like for her if she didn't have you there to help her, and you calling and looking into different options and safety and all of that. So, and I'll ask our folks to pray for both of you there. All right, let's go to, how about we talk with David from Tucson. David, how you doing? Welcome to New Life Live.
I'm doing well. Thanks for taking my call.
How is it in the desert today?
It's a desert.
Yeah, it's a desert. Good answer.
It's a dry heat.
Yeah, so are ovens.
Well, what's going on in your life? How could we help?
Well, I've have a challenge with my two adult children and my wife. My wife, it's my third marriage. The two children came from two other previous marriages. My daughter's 49.
They?
My son's
25.
Wait, what?
And the how should I put this? My children are not, feel that they're not welcome by my wife.
Well, is that true?
And I think all that has to do with how this started is I'm the common denominator. I never prepped them about I was going to get married. They never knew I got married until afterwards. And so that started everything rolling. And
well, but David, is it true? Are they welcomed by your wife?
Well, yes. My son works close by. My wife goes by once in a while at the grocery store where he works, and she'll see him, give him a hug. My wife is willing to speak to my daughter, but my daughter's not ready. She has some resentment, some hate in her. And I think it's all from the fact that I never prepped them to say, okay, this is my decision. You guys are included. She's a wonderful mother. My wife is a wonderful mother to her two children. She has two daughters, and they're wonderful people. And
what have you done? What have you done to make it right?
Well, My son, I approached him, and we got things right with him and my wife, apologizing to him for how he was treated when he first got here right out of high school. And that's taken care of. But the fact that he mentions that there's no pictures in here of them, photos, although he's always invited to functions here.
So they feel left out.
Yeah. But right. But and what have you done to make it?
My daughter lives in Indiana, so she'll come once or twice a year.
Mm. So what have you said to her to try to make it right?
To my daughter?
Uh-huh.
Well, I completely understand how she feels, that, you know, I'm the one at fault, and I need to do most of the
but
legwork.
That may...
Did you
David,
say that to her?
Yeah, that may be the problem.
Right.
Did you say that to her?
Yeah, well, it starts with me. I should have notified everybody of what was happening.
Did you say that to her? Did you say that to your daughter? Did you call her and tell her that? Or is that something you could do?
Yeah, I've told her in the past that, you know, it started with me.
Okay, we'll get back to it right after this.
I came into this thinking that my husband was the cause of many of our issues.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Columbus, Ohio, October 25th to the 27th.
But after learning about our attachment styles, I understood how our past hurts were playing into our present problems.
Join Steve Arterburn.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time to help people to grow more intimately together, and we believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship, and then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
To register to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or go to newlife.com.
Here at this workshop, we had our first ever conversation without yelling, blaming, and accusing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year, after every man's battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
As you're doing God's work here, you're restoring marriages, you're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here, and we're going to finish up here with David, and really glad that he's called about this because, you know, so often families come together. We've had Ron Deal on. He's got great, great material on these step families coming together, smart step families trying to make this work, and here's an example of what happens, and we've got David saying, I didn't really prepare them and all. He had called his daughter when I was asking, have you done anything to make it right? And he says, I know how you feel. Now, Becky, you wanted to talk to David about
yes,
that.
Yes, David, so as honorable as that may sound, the hardest conversation that we can have, and I actually learned this from Jill Hubbard, is where we're talking about our relationship, just the two of us. So what you did is you told your daughter, I understand how you feel, but you didn't ask her how she felt. And that's where you've got to go. You've got to say, I want to know how you feel. I want to be curious as to how we got to this place. You can ask about what you need to do, but I would stay away from solutions early on and just give her the space to express how she feels. And then I know Jill wants to add something else, but I want to add one more thing. You can put pictures in your house of your kids. So that's not all in your wife. So Jill,
yeah, go get them made and framed, and then say, honey, would you mind if we put this here and here, kind of solve that one particular problem? Jill.
Yeah, I think to add to it, David, it is more important that you listen than speak. She doesn't need to know your understanding as much as she needs to be heard by you. So it's really, as Becky's saying, I just want to reemphasize, it's really hearing what the experience is like for her, not what you believe the facts to be. So you're trying to get her, because no matter what age our kids are, they're always our kids, and they will tap into feelings of, you know, every age they've ever lived at different times. And your daughter has had to live through, now this is the second remarriage for her. And I'm sure through her childhood and growing up, there were times where this pattern of communication was maybe repeated, and she felt left out. And so to not feel included, to not be told that you're having a major life change, yeah, that's something that you just admit. That I shouldn't have done that. I should have let you know, and I'm so sorry.
Well, but, and David, can I add one thing to that? Is that I know that you're quick to say, I should have done something different.
Right.
This is all my fault. That's not worked for you up to this point. So you've got to invite the others into the conversation.
Right, you have to hear them first.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, most definitely.
Okay. Well,
go ahead.
Invite others, you were saying?
Invite
your kids,
the others,
her.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Your daughter, your son. Right? Invite them to share their experience with you.
So here's a way to do that. It might be good. You call up your daughter. Honey, I've been really thinking about us, this, and you. And I've kind of assumed I knew the problem, and I've taken responsibility, all that stuff. Could you just tell me, like, how are you feeling today? I just want to know what's going on with you today. So you're kind of rebooting the whole thing, and you're starting over. And then she tells you how she feels. And then you maybe you could even say, so you feel, and you kind of, you know, summarize or paraphrase what she's feeling. And then you validate it. You say, oh, I totally get that. Or no
or
wonder.
Or I could see how you feel that way. Now that you've explained
it
to me.
Thank you for sharing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So
and
you're affirming, validating, not defending, not explaining. I tell you, I've done the research on that. It doesn't help. and she might sense, just like I think this phone call is a result of a bit of a change of heart. You're wanting some input. She might sense you've had a change of heart, and she might open her heart more to you than ever before.
Man, I would say, though, you got to keep that expectation low, 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 low. Like, your goal isn't to call her so that you can wrap this up in a bow and have the relationship that you think needs to be happening. It needs to be more of, I want to have a new relationship with you.
Genuine interest.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And
otherwise,
she needs
you're
going to
tie it up.
Right. She needs to start to trust that you really do care about how she feels moving forward. So that will take a little bit of time after she sees it. Over time.
Now, I want you to hold on. I'm going to send you How We Love Our Kids. It's going to be a great, great book. It talks about this connection. To go along with it, I'll send you a Restoration Bible. It's got a whole little scheme or plan or path when we want to restore what has been broken. And it's a great study Bible and a great devotional Bible. I'll send that to you. Thank you for calling us. Because I think one of the most common problems today is our adult children, and what do we do, and how do we respond, and not always the easiest thing in the world to figure out. So I'm really glad that you called us. Before we go to a break, and when we come back from the break, we'll play the rest of that that little
interview
with on
about
the
movie
brand new,
that's coming this Friday,
Overcomer.
And then we'll take more calls. But if you have not become a member of Club New Life,
what are you waiting for?
Yeah. If you join, we'll send you an amazing gift of a library of the best of the best books that have ever come out of New Life. How We Love, Changes That Heal, Boundaries, Healing is a Choice, Intimate Deception, Forgiving What You Never Forget, Every Man's Battle, and Secrets Women Keep. All of those our gift to you for joining Club New Life. And you also get access to a video library nobody else has, and everything imaginable is addressed there by our host.
So while you're giving to Club New Life, you're going to get new life too because of these great resources.
So we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll hear the rest of that interview with Stephen Kendrick, and then we'll go back to calls. Glad you're with us today on New Life Live.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, Steve Arterburn here. We're going to hear the second part of our interview with Stephen Kendrick, and it is based on we're talking about the movie Overcomer, and it premieres this Friday.
It's funny to me that your brother had kids that were cross-country runners. Because in the movie, he so well portrays that he hates cross country and he can't believe that this principal is asking him to be the cross country coach. And when he takes that little run and falls down on the ground and says, I hate this.
Right. That's exactly right. Well, he is definitely riding what he knows because we grew up playing basketball and he has coached his kids in basketball. And then they started getting into cross country. And Alex, you know, hears the other coaches saying, that's not even a real sport. You know, we've laughed about that. And then when he's run with his kids or tried to keep up with them, you know, he knows how difficult it is because cross country is one of the only sports where when the gun fires, you never stop until the race is over with.
Mm.
It's not basketball where you get timeouts and half times, you know.
It's not football.
It is an endurance sport, and it's painful, you know, to try to keep it up and run and to win something like that. So he has written what he knows, and it's, I think it's portrayed really well on the screen, and he's a lot of funny. He's very funny in those scenes when he's acting those out.
Yeah, it is. I know one of the themes you talked about in the previous interview you did with Steve was identity, but there's also there's a lot of sub-themes, I guess you might say, and forgiveness was one of those, because there was one character that needed to offer some forgiveness, and I just love the way you handle this. It's real. It's not Pollyanna. It's not, I mean, it's just, it tugs at your heart. I'm amazed at how you weave things together. How does that process work between the two of you?
Well, I would say forgiveness has been such a big issue in our own lives. You know, everyone gets hurt, and is wronged in this broken world, and usually by the people that are closest to you, because they're broken and you're interacting with them more. And forgiveness is a perpetual theme throughout the scriptures. Jesus is talking about it in the Sermon on the Mount. He keeps bringing it up in his messages, even in the model prayer. You know, he's including forgiveness of not only us seeking God's forgiveness, but us forgiving other people as part of it. And so in the epistles, Paul brings up making sure there's no bitterness in you, you know, forgiving other people. But in the book of Ephesians, forgiveness is an outflow of our identity, because in chapter 1, he says, in Christ you have been given redemption and forgiveness of your sins. And in chapter 4, he says, now you need to forgive other people just as you have been forgiven. And in the last half of Ephesians 4 is such a deep study on bitterness and forgiveness, because he talks about how we don't need to let the sun go down upon our wrath, because we're giving place to the devil in our minds and our hearts when we do that. And then he says, let all unwholesome talk be put away from your mouth. You know, we need to be edifying, because bitter people are toxic in their speech. And then he says, and you're grieving the Holy Spirit, you know. In verse 31, he says, let all bitterness and anger and clamor be put away from you with all malice. And then forgive. Be tenderhearted again, because bitterness is making your heart callous. So just studying what God's Word says about that, it's been an important part of our lives that we have zero unforgiveness or bitterness with anybody. And then in our films, in most of our films, we try to incorporate at least one character who has to learn how to forgive.
I just want to point out to our audience who's listening to this now, we're talking to a movie producer. How many movie producers in Hollywood would have a discussion like this to talk about what they see in Scripture and the difference all these themes make in life? And I just can't commend you guys enough for living out your faith and portraying it on screen in a real positive way. It's not hokey. There have been a lot of hokey Christian movies. I don't like to say that, but it's so true. And you guys produce something that is substantive, it's real, it's well done, and it's nothing anybody will be ashamed of when they invite their neighbors, their parents, their kids, whoever, their Sunday school class to go to watch this movie. They're going to feel really good about being the ones that instigated the whole process.
Well, I appreciate your words. It's very encouraging. We started off the first film saying we got to ask God to help us to lower the cheese and to raise the impact and the power, you know. And so we've prayed for that. We are very critical of our own movies because we want to get better and improve. But we are also surrounding ourselves with some incredibly gifted people that are helping to lift up our arms in the process.
Well, I want to thank you for letting us partner with you. It's really a privilege to promote this and encourage people to go. Our culture is hurting in a lot of ways and a lot of times, but everywhere we look and we see, we're finding things contrary to what we know is true about life. And about what God wants and how Christ has come to redeem things. And you guys have portrayed it so well, and it's just a privilege to be a voice to help encourage people, go see this so you guys can keep doing this.
Well, thank you. Well, I appreciate those words. Well, we're trying to join the body of Christ in fulfilling the Great Commission, and we are so grateful when churches and pastors will take these tools that we've tried to create over 2 years of blood, sweat, and tears, and hopefully use it to impact people's lives. Overcomer has the gospel presented, as you know, in the middle of the film, so a non-believer will hear the gospel if they watch it. But also, pastors and churches are buying out showtimes. They're jumping into studies on identity in Christ. They're using the discipleship resources that are available on the website on overcomermovie.com. And we're just grateful for ministries like you guys to not only help us spread the word, but you understand identity. And you're in the trenches with so many broken lives and addictions and things that people are dealing with, that you know that this is a foundational core issue. And I'm grateful for New Life and what you guys are doing. May God bless you and your ministry, the conferences, the resources that you're producing, because we're right there with you, cheering you on as well.
Well, thank you. Well, folks, I want you to go see this movie. I mean, I can't say enough about it. If for another reason, support the Kendrick brothers in their pursuit of presenting God's truth, his redemptive values, all the good things that that happen when someone puts their trust and faith in Christ. They're promoting that in a hostile world to that. And we need to promote that. We need to help them. So go out there, especially as soon as you can, and take a group. Go see it a second time. And I just want to thank you again, Stephen, for having New Life be a part of this and helping you to promote it. We appreciate it and appreciate what you do.
Thank you, Larry, very much. Anyone can go to overcomermovie.com, and they can see the trailers and the resources and what theaters it's playing near you. So thank you again for your support and encouragement. That means a lot.
All right. We love that movie. We love getting to be part of these movies that make a difference. And you know me, if it isn't good, I'm not going to tell you about it. 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you need some help. If you want to join us on this program, we're going to tape another one after this. It's 1-800-229-3000 right now. Let's talk to Rose. She's calling us from Seattle, Washington, KGNW. Rose, how you doing?
Hello?
Hi, Rose.
I'm doing well, thank you.
What's going on?
I took Lamictal for several years, and it really, really changed how I felt. It flattened me out. No highs, mm-hmm. no lows.
Right.
It was a real peculiar way to live. And when I came off of it, I expected to get back to normal, but I've never gotten all my feelings back. It's better than when I was on medication.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering, I'm not the only one this has happened to, is it? And is it definitely permanent? Is there an antidote, or can you give me some encouragement?
Okay, yeah. Joe, you want to talk about this first?
Or? Okay, well, Rose, first of all, there's probably a reason why you went on a medication, right? That life had gotten to a point where it was maybe hard to cope, so you were looking for some relief?
Well, I've been on antidepressants for 30 years, and some work better than others, and some
right.
don't work at all, and the ones that work have bad side effects, so I've always been looking for a better one.
Okay.
And that was offered to me, and I jumped on it, but it wasn't good.
Okay.
Here's another thing, Rose. How old are you now?
I'm 70.
And what was your diagnosis, Rose? Just major depression or bipolar disorder? And then was it your family doctor?
Major depressive disorder or something
okay.
like that.
Okay. And was it a family doctor?
No.
Psychiatrist?
Well, I had a psychiatrist, and he's retired, and I've got another one. And neither one of them claimed to have ever heard of this being permanent, and I just find that hard to believe.
Okay. Well,
and if it isn't,
you'll hold on.
Why can't
We're
I get back to home?
Okay. Give you some help here right after this. You're listening to New Life Live. 1-800-229-3000 if you want to join us for this program or the one right after. 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you need some help. We're right there for you.
She said, we need to talk. She's asked me for the first time if I would consider myself a sex addict. You know, I thought it was just about admitting the things that I had done wrong. I never had a clue that it was about redeeming our story. You know, I thought it was just about coming clean on what I had done. I had no idea how to help her with her pain. She was a mess, I was a mess, and we got divorced. Going to EMB, surrounding myself with these other men, they accepted me for who I was and what I had done, but they challenged me to step up and do better. You know, they'll be around other men who are not just pointing the finger, but willing to get in and wade through it with them, you know, get in the trenches. They'll get hope from this workshop. Take my sweet wife and my story. We were divorced, remarried, and on our way to what I think will be the sweetest years of our lives. You know, it's no longer simply about surviving. For the first time ever, you know, we're thriving, we're enjoying where we're at.
Hey, listen, if you're struggling, we want to see you at the workshop. Give us a call, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Joining me, Becky Brown, Dr. Jill Hubbard. We've been talking with Rose, and she's struggled with medication, and so now she's wanting to get back to where she was.
Yeah, to normal feelings. So, Rose, we had so many conversations about this because it can be all about the medication, finding the right medication. Everybody kind of gets stuck in that mode. But there's so many other things that medicine does help, but we also need to be doing some other work. And mm-hmm. so, but also the aging process. You're a young 70, I know it. But at the same time, there are things that we are not going to feel the same at 70 that we did when we were 30. So there's some of that that's kind of going on as well. And I just am kind of curious, have you done counseling along with the medication throughout these years?
I have done some. We did a lot of marriage counseling when our children were young. We had some codependency problems. I've recently been in some counseling, mainly on this feeling thing. But life just got too busy when our daughter moved in with us for a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. And I quit this summer, but I'm going to go back. But I'm getting no place.
Well, I'm wondering, when you say, you know, you can't get back to normal, when did you feel normal? What is the place that, you know?
Before I went on the Lamictal, I...
So what age were you then?
Normal? It's been about 12 years ago.
Okay. Okay, and I'm wondering if you're perhaps idealizing that place a bit, because the fact that you've been on lots of different medications tells me that there's maybe you've always struggled with your mood and you know, dealing with all that's happening. And you're also telling us that there's been a lot that's been going on in your life, too.
Right.
And I think I have found, too, that over time, people get really weary. And sometimes there's kind of a numbing out that happens just because it's like the problems are never ending. And, you know, like all of us want to find where's that perfect balance where we know life's not going to be perfect, but we, in a sense, feel normal. And so I understand that you've had a reaction to this medication, and not all medications work for every person. But I think I would, you know, explore in through your counseling and with the help of a psychiatrist, what else is going on that may be causing you to shut down?
Mm-hmm.
Because
always looking,
the psychological
beyond.
Works with the physical.
And then also, if you know, if you're like me, what medication has worked with me and my attention deficit disorder and all of those things? What works for a while doesn't work forever. And I have to always be involved in, okay, let's try something else. And I have a psychiatrist that we do that. And it's interesting because I've done several different things that have worked better. And then I've gone back to the original thing that then works better after I've tried these other things. So I think the body's always changing. And mm-hmm. But I will say this, that wherever we are, the first thing is to know where you are, what you're feeling, what you're experiencing, and then ask for, am I doing these things? Am I exercising the body that this brain is attached to? Have I looked at this brain as an organ, the way Dr. Amen talks about, to get it to function normally with the right kind of supplements and diet and things like that? You know, if you're eating tons of sugar, that's not the way to go if you've got a brain problem. Is the medication working? And what kind of things, beyond just talking with a therapist, what are some other things that might help? Maybe there's trauma therapy. Maybe there's coaching. Maybe there's meditation. I've never tried it. It is... There are just so many options to make it better. Anybody looking for a quick fix, instant solution, usually this isn't available in this day and age. I'm really glad that you called, and I'm going to send you Healing is a Choice and Secrets Women Keep. I hope that that's going to be a blessing to you, and I hope and pray that something we've said has helped you here. By the way, this is another one of these problems that at our Finding Freedom workshop, we help people who are depressed, who are struggling, and are really needing just a little boost. You can do it in an intensive experience on the weekend.
Because so many times we think this is the answer, whatever the thing is, and then we get wrapped around the axle. And we need to unwind some of those things. As Rose, you were sharing about how you had gone to marriage counseling, and then your adult daughter moves back in. And then there's all these stressors that we accept as part of our reality, and yet we don't seek support, we don't seek help, we just think this is how life is. And some people will turn to drinking, some people will turn to other, you know, things to kind of numb out, like you had said, Jill. But there's always hope. My new favorite phrase is, there's no place like hope.
No place like hope, and we can help you get
like
there.
That's that,
what one of our jobs is to do that. You know, I'm also going to send her this understanding and loving a person with depression. Now, of course, it's written for family members, but I've seen people, or people have read it, and they get a new understanding of their own problem.
Right.
And so if you do struggle with depression, it's a great resource, Understanding and Loving a Person with Depression. Brenda Hunter and I put this book together. I hope that it could be a blessing to you. Let me tell you about some things that are coming up. First of all, Every Man's Battle is September the 13th. And I have talked with so many people and asked this question, what have you done about your problem? And they sure have tried hard to read the Bible more or whatever. They just need to go to this, September the 13th. It's in Houston, Texas. Finding Freedom is September the 20th. That's in Dallas, right in the heart of this country. I think there's something here for you. If you've never found a conference or a workshop just for what you're dealing with, this could be it. 12 Steps to Happier is October the 5th in Irvine. It's our Life Recovery Conference. You can go to liferecoverygroups.com. And then Intimacy in Marriage is October the 25th. Columbus, Ohio. What an amazing time that's going to be. Restore is November the 15th. If you need some help, we've got it for you. Let me read you something. It's a wonderful scripture. This is what Moses said in Deuteronomy 30th chapter. He says, "See, I set before you today life and prosperity, death and destruction. For I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in obedience to him, and to keep his commands, decrees, and laws. Then you will live and increase, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land you are entering to possess." And then he continues, he says this, "This day I call the heavens and the earth as witness against you that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life, so that you and your children may live and that you may love the Lord your God, listen to his voice, and hold fast to him. For the Lord is your life, and he will give you many years in the land he swore to give to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." I'm just hoping and praying that something that we've said today could cause you to choose life.
Amen.
And to choose abundant life. To do whatever it takes. And if you're struggling to know what would it take for me to have a different experience in my life, then there's a phone number. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It's so simple, and yet it is the beginning of so many. Now, whatever reason you've never called, there's a reason that could overcome that. Oh, I don't have any money. Well, other people may have provided the money just for you. They've been through it. They've given money so you could experience what they've experienced. You don't have time. Well, in a lot of ways, we just need somebody to help us figure out how can I take the time to do what I need to do. And that's why these things are on the weekend.
Yeah, choose life. So many of us just go through numbing out, accepting what is, and not living in the freedom that Christ died for to have.
And if you can help us, call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll send you, if you join Club New Life, that best of the best library. And any gift, I'll send you the devotional 360-day Take Your Life Back.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.